Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the importance of ikhlas in niyat, having the sincerity of intention, and ihdhar in niyat. Ihdhar in niyat means the presence of intention. So once a person is doing an action, but it's important that that niyat is present at the time of doing the action. That what am I doing this action for? Am I doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Am I doing it for name and fame? Am I doing it for show? That even the wali, the awliyaullah, that before they would make a statement, they'd check their heart. Am I saying the statement to hurt somebody? Am I saying a statement to try and make somebody feel good? Am I saying the statement for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They're checking the niyat all the time. And even if they were in a little bit of a doubt, that I may be saying this thing, but there's some nafsaniyat involved in what I'm saying. I'm doing it for some purpose other than that's going to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They rather keep quiet. So they're so careful, forget about actions. Even the words that come out of the mouth also are being looked at, scrutinized to see, does it meet the criteria of pleasing my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Will it get me closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or will it take me away, further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So continuing with the ahadith, and Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna Allah la yanzuru ila ajsamikum, wala ila suwarikum, walaki yanzuru ila qulubikum wa a'malikum. Rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah ta'ala neither looks at your bodies, in other words, your physical formation, the beauty of your structure, your physical form. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at your bodies, nor does He look at your appearance. Appearance here meaning that your facial looks, your beauty, etc., how you look outwardly. This doesn't impress Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at. Rather, He looks at your hearts and your actions. This is what Allah ta'ala is interested in. What is inside? This is meaningful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Complete opposite what the dunya is looking at. The people of this world, millions and billions and trillions are spent on cosmetics and those things that make a person outwardly look nice, perfumes, etc. But people are gymming and what, just to get physical form, to get physical beauty, to get appearance. But here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Allah ta'ala neither looks at your bodies, nor at your appearance, rather He looks at your hearts and your actions. This is the thing that means to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what is inside. If ulama explained that continuously a person makes effort on this heart, continuously to clean it, to cleanse it, to polish it, so that day when it comes to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that heart is shining and it is brilliant. It's as though a person is presenting his heart in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, clean and pure, that this is what I brought for you, O Allah, a clean and pure heart. On the other hand, if the heart is dirty, it gives off a stench also. It gives out a smell. That heart is, when it's impure, we can't see. It's not a physical smell, it's not a physical stench, but the awliya Allah, they are able to appreciate when somebody has got a clean heart. They can feel it, they can feel and they can appreciate it. In fact, sometimes from the face it radiates that beauty that emanates from a person that's a true man, haqqi mardan, a true haqqi haqqar man. That beauty that emanates from his face, chup rakh sakta hai peshe di shuur, that even when he comes in front of an intelligent person, a person who is able to perceive, he can perceive just from the face of a person that this person is a wali of Allah. This once Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyasab rahmatullahi alayhi was returning from Hajj. So his nephew was Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullahi alayhi. So Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullahi alayhi wanted to visit his uncle at the platform. That this is my uncle, he's coming. He wanted to visit him at the platform at the station so that he doesn't need to miss his madrasa, go all the way and meet him and then come back. So what he decided to do was go meet him at the platform at the train station. So what he did was, when he went there, he realized, Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah, he realized that he didn't carry any money with him. And now in India, to get to the platform, they charge you a platform fee. In other words, if you don't have a ticket to board the train, you have to pay a fee just to get to that platform area. It's perhaps to control the crowds that are there and to control excess people from coming. So Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullahi realized that he didn't have any money. So he spoke to the station master and he explained to him that he didn't have any money. That they only gave him a ticket on loan, on credit. So that station master had given him a ticket on credit. So Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullahi went and he met Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyasab rahmatullahi. He met him, everything. And then when he finished, he told one sati that was there, he said, please, just give this train master 1 rupee, because I didn't have money and I asked him to give the ticket on credit. So the sati that was there was surprised, shocked, that this is something that they don't ever do. They don't ever give these tickets on credit. It's something that they don't make any exception for anybody. He says, I don't believe it. As the Sheikh said, you believe it or don't believe it, but this is what this person did. So he was like surprised. So he went up to the station master, Hindu person, and he asked him, how come you gave this man a ticket on credit? What prompted you to give him? He said, when I looked at this man's face, I knew that this man is an honest man. So even a Hindu could perceive from the face of Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullah alayh that this person is an honest person. Like that, and Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu came, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Madinah Munawwara. So he was the head of the Jews, the head of the rabbis, head of the priests. And he says that the first time I came and I saw the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَلَمَّا رَأَيْتُ وَجْهَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَرَفْتُ أَنَّ وَجْهَهُ لَيْسَ بِوَجْهِ كَذَّابِ. I knew that this face, just looking in the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I knew that this can never be, ever be the face of a liar. Can never be such a Mubarak face. So just sometimes from the facial features also, a person's nur and iman is radiating, brilliant. So long as the person that is looking and seeing also is able to appreciate it. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. So that's what this hadith is referring to. This outward appearance and the beauty and the perfume and all is not things that impress Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The thing that impresses Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is the heart and the actions now that emanate when the person has got a good heart. So this is the jamming that we need to do. This is the primary effort that we need to do, is to see that how we can keep this heart in a good shape, in a pure shape, in a way and in a form that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.